aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. Welcome to the Aware Show's Radiant Body Summit. We are going to have such a great time today. Anyone who's just tuning in live, you are here and in for a treat because we're going to totally, completely transform our energy by the end of the show. So kick off your shoes, have a seat, get into this rhythm because we're going to have a great time. We're going to do exercises on today's show and really completely change our energy field and our personal energy as well, and do a little bit of cleansing, a little clearing. So have you ever been in that position where you want to go to an exercise class or a Qigong class or a yoga class and you can't make it because schedules change and things happen, or you're just too tired at the end of the day to get yourself there? Well, one of the brilliant uses of the internet is bringing those classes to you. And that is what we're doing today, and we're going to talk about with Qigong Master Lee Holden. Lee has worked with Deepak Chopra, and he is a stress management consultant to major studios here in Los Angeles and in Silicon Valley. And I'm just so excited of what we're going to learn, really practical, useful tools today in this time frame. I want you to notice how you feel now and how you're going to feel in an hour, right? Do you notice people? By the way, thank you so much for making the time to be here today. I'm excited about today's show.
Thank you. It's great to be back, and I'm excited about today's show as well.
Yes, yes. Yesterday, it was a little bit of a sludge day. I mean, my gosh, Mercury was in retrograde. I don't even know what that means, but it was chaotic enough for me to look it up. So today we get to kind of cleanse our energy, start new, and whatever day you're watching this interview, you get to start and cleanse and just start new. So tell me, first of all, a little bit of the backgrounds of Qigong. Why does this work so well with your personal energy system?
Well, it's a system that's been around for a few thousand years, so it's got a big history. It's like a well-trodden path. You know, people have been doing it a long time. You know, if you follow the path, you're going to get somewhere that you want to go. It's kind of like, you know, we're in a particular state of energy right now, and always a good question to ask ourselves is, where do we want to be? And then, like, how do we get there internally? You know, often we want to feel happy, joyful, energized, healthy, vibrant, excited about life.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're just not there, so like, you know, Qigong has a nice system of like how to get us from point A to point B, you know, full of life, vitality, fully alive, excited.
Yeah, I mean, that's the state where I operate the best, when I am activated and happy and switched on and my relationships are great and I'm not overwhelmed. Even though the same amount of stuff is going on, I have good connection with people. That feels good. It feels good to be consciously just activated.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then, it's all just a state change. The exact same events are occurring, have occurred before this hour, and will occur after this hour. What's going to change is going to be me.
Yeah,
and
that's
you,
right.
Listening, watching. So that's what we get to do in this opportunity. And so...
Go ahead. Sorry, Lisa.
No. You were going to say.
I was just thinking, you know, what you're talking about is being in the flow. And, you know, like when you're in your own internal rhythm and flow, you know, how they talk about in athletics, it's like everything unfolds in just the right way. The right people show up. You feel great. And things unfold in the way that you want them to. It's a very different internal state than when you're kind of discordant and stressed out. You know, you're out of flow and the same events, you know, get overwhelming as opposed to enhancing.
Right. So now, Qigong works with the meridian systems in the body, right? The energy systems. How is it different than acupuncture or acupressure that does the same thing?
Well, it's something that you get to do yourself. So it's empowering to the person that's getting to do it, as opposed to, hey, you fix my chi for me. You get to do it yourself. You get to say, okay, I'm kind of stressed out and I want to feel better. Here's exercises that I can do. Here's some breath work. Here's a movement. Here's a flow. And I can do this empowering thing with my own inner resources. So it gives you all these wonderful tools to create change and transformation.
That is very cool. I love that. It's something empowering. And again, you don't have to get to another appointment.
Yeah, that's true, right? Those are tough to get to sometimes.
I love just stuff that you can do practically now, because if you're inspired in that moment, you can do it. And
yeah.
It doesn't even matter where you are. So, okay, so I wanted to also ask you about our energy bodies. So we've got our physical bodies here, and then we've got our light body that goes outside of us. Is this movement that you were doing and what we're talking about today impacting that as well, that we can't see?
Yeah, I mean, it's something in Qigong they call the Wei Qi. It's your protective energy. And I like to bring things down to earth so it doesn't seem too esoteric. Your Wei Qi is the energy you pick up from other people. So you might be feeling good, and then you're around other people that are negative, or somebody says something, and all of a sudden you feel, ugh, I feel off my center. Or just the way in which we pick up emotional energy and exchange emotional energy, kind of, you know, we tend to think of ourselves as skin encapsulated. It's just like, here I am, but, you know, that's a very kind of archaic, you know, particle-oriented view of the world where, you know, now in modern times with cell phones and Wi-Fi, you would kind of know that energy and information is more than just right here. And we know scientifically, like the heart, the energetic field around the heart is like 12 feet around your body. It's the largest electromagnetic field.
Wow.
Whereas it's like 5,000 times bigger than your brain's electromagnetic field. So it has a lot to do with heart energy and emotional energy and how we connect in that regard.
Okay.
So I think it's good to realize, yes, there is a physical body, but there's also an energy to the physical body, and also an energy body in which we feel and sense our environment and other people and, you know, things like that.
And you know what's also I find that's really interesting and effective for is when you're trying to shift, when you're trying to change. And so, for example, you get into a negative argument or experience and you want to shift that energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do that sometimes with your mind alone, because it gets locked onto, and the chemicals
yeah.
kind of move it into the direction of getting locked into that mode. So moving the energy helps a lot. A lot.
Yeah, people know this intuitively. You know, we go like, oh, I just need to go for a walk. I need to go outside,
right.
Go to the forest, go to the beach, you know, talk to a friend, you know, all that. We do things to shift energy all the time, even though we're not calling it energy. I mean,
yeah.
Emotions are energy, right? Because we don't, you know, like I was talking about in the workout that I'm going to provide for you guys, that emotions are part of that energy body, because you can't open the body up and see emotional energy.
Hmm.
You know, we say, oh, you know, I love you with all my heart. But can you open up the heart surgically and see the love there? We can't. It's just a vibration and energy that's very, very powerful that we all experience, but it's not there physically. You know, we can't put emotions in a test tube or, you know, show people emotions. They're very real energetically and on that energetic layer where the body and emotions meet. So we call emotions feelings. We have a sensation in and through ourselves, and it's either positive or negative. And so as we work with energy, we shift, you know, physiology and bring more energy into the body, but we also can shift emotional energy as well.
Now, you do this with corporations, and how do you work with them? Do you work with them virtually?
No, I mainly go there and do, you know, like a talk, breaking the cycle of stress, or a stress management talk, or Eastern secrets to more energy and vitality, and doing things on mindfulness as well. Mindfulness through movement, so that the practice of mindfulness is actually embodied and not just in the mind, right? So I do things like that with them, and it's really, really effective. Even though this practice is, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 years old, I think it's more practical now than ever, because we have so much technology and so many things that pull us out of ourselves that it's nice to have some tools and resources to bring us back into ourselves, back into the present moment, to restore and recharge our own internal energy when life gets too stressful and too busy.
Yes, yes, which is so interesting. It's interesting that your life is stressful and busy talking about relaxation.
Yeah, that's right. It's true.
It's funny because, I mean, I make a point because it's what people really need. And of course you are busier than ever because people are really looking to find a balance. They really are.
Yeah.
So this is a real issue. So let's talk about the power of breath. Let's start here.
Great. I think, you know, chi means life force energy, and we get energy from lots of different sources. We get energy from food, right? A lot of us get, like myself, get energy from chocolate. Chocolate chi, one of the best chis there are. Or we get energy even quicker from breath, right? So breath is essential to your life force energy. But you could go without food for like a month, but without breath for 2 or 3 minutes, and you have no more chi, no more life force. So breath will be a direct link to your internal energy in both the quality of your energy and the quantity. How much energy we have, as well as what is the quality of that energy? Is it elevated and happy? Is it stressed out and frustrated? So breath can really help to shift energy. So if you notice, if you take a big deep breath, it helps to change and shift the state of your nervous system. So when we're stressed out, notice how you breathe. Usually shallow in the chest, kind of locked up, right? When we're sad, we breathe in a way that lets energy in, but we don't want to let go energy, so we usually exhale with these long, you know, gasps, right?
Yeah.
So sadness is a way we say, well, I don't want to let go of old energy. I want to keep that energy here. We don't want to let go of the past. I don't want to let go of that person, that relationship. So the breath will always be a reflection of how you feel. And since it's a reflection of how you feel, we can use breath as a way to change everyday life stresses back into vitality, create that transformation. So one of the best ways to breathe, maybe I'll just have everybody do a little breathing exercise, is number one, we want to access the diaphragm, the movement of the diaphragm by, if you want to, you bring both hands over your lower abdomen, like that.
Okay.
And then as you inhale, the abdomen should expand.
Oh, okay.
Right? A two-year-old, they breathe from their belly. It's a very natural way of breathing. But as we get more and more emotional stress in life, we start breathing up higher in the chest. And you might notice that if you get tired by about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're probably breathing pretty shallow and that your body wants to lay down and take a nap so you can start breathing again.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I mean, why do people breathe so deep and like almost like they're running a marathon when they're sleeping? They're trying to recharge and restore and let go of emotions, and your body is doing all this regenerative work. So if you do that periodically through the day, you're going to have a lot more energy and change it. So inhale and allow the abdomen to expand. And then exhale, abdomen moves back towards the spine. And so this is a very natural way of breathing, signaling the body to let go of stress and tension, recharge, and come back to your center.
And are you in breathing in through the nose, out to the mouth?
Yeah. Inhale through the nose, exhale out through the nose. And then if you want to, when we talk a little bit later about cleansing, then you exhale out through the mouth. And I could show you a cleansing breath that's very effective for letting go of stress.
Interesting.
I don't know if
okay.
your listeners have any stress in their lives.
But go, some please go for
here
it.
Silicon Valley have a little bit of stress, so this might be a good one. So take one hand and bring it over the chest, and then inhale from your belly up through the ribs all the way to the chest. Now exhale through your nose from the chest through the ribs back to the belly, and then at the end of the exhale, blow it out through the mouth. And that's kind of like this release of the stale or stagnant energy or the stress out of your body. So inhale through the nose, exhale through the nose. At the bottom of the exhale, blow the rest of the breath out.
That's nice.
And it's kind of a way that you clear whatever you're holding on to, especially if it's kind of recent or mild stress. It really helps to clear and transform that energy.
Totally, totally. I can start to feel a shift changing now.
Yeah.
One more time, let's just go in.
Inhale through the nose. Exhale through the nose all the way out. And then at the end of the exhale, blow the rest of the breath out. And you know what's amazing is there's so much more breath there, even though you're at the bottom of the exhale.
Yeah.
So when we fully let cleanse, we can let go of the past, let go of the old energy, and then you can actually take a full deep breath in. If you don't empty out, it's hard to take a full deep breath in. So
you know, this is great too for goal setting, because if you want to set a goal, you got to get rid of that old energy in order to refresh the goal. I think the goal needs a reset button every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so now let's do some exercises, which is what you have so brilliantly put together for our audience. There's a series of exercises. You recorded a brand new thing for us.
Yeah, and it's just for you guys. It was great. It was really fun to do it that way and really tune into, you know, your show and the audience and the theme. And I think I love the idea of Radiant Body. I think it just really expresses what Qigong is all about, bringing that power and energy and light into yourself.
Yes, yes, very much so. So, all right, so let's activate our light body. We were going to do a Lao Gong, right?
Lao What's Gong. That? Oh, good. You're getting all Chinese medicine. Lao Gong is as an acupuncture point. It connects to the pericardium meridian. And if people don't know what the pericardium is, it's the sac around the heart.
Okay.
So it's this physiological sac around the heart that prevents the heart from overheating because the heart is a pump. So energetically, the pericardium is called the heart protector. And emotionally, it's very important. Again, it's this protective layer around the heart where we can, if our pericardium feels weak, we'll be overwhelmed by life's little stresses. We'll be overwhelmed by watching the news or listening to other people's problems and things like that. So often the pericardium kind of gets bombarded by news and negative energy and other people and our life stresses and being too busy, and all of a sudden that it gets weak, and then one thing happens and we get way overwhelmed and overreact and have a challenging situation in the heart. So helping that pericardium is a really wonderful thing, and it also, this exercise lights up your body's internal energy. It's wonderful for circulation and energy.
Okay.
So the Lao Gong is in the center of your palm. It's a very powerful acupuncture point. And if you curl your middle finger in, it'll touch that point.
Okay.
So you think about shaking hands with somebody, you're touching pericardium energy. It's like, heart energy to heart energy kind of thing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you're going to do this flow, you're going to ignite your body's energy, and you kind of go back and forth almost like a friction.
Wow. So it's already warm.
When we want to light a fire, you need friction. You need that spark.
And that gets warm fast.
That spark.
That's very fast. Yeah.
Well, now go a little quicker, and you'll feel your hands getting warm and hot, and it'll warm and heat up your whole body.
Oh, boy.
So if you have poor circulation, this one's wonderful. And if you don't, it improves the circulation and flow of energy through the system. Now feel how your hands feel. Warm, radiant, yeah. Light a fire, right?
Yeah, really warm.
Let me show one more just because we're talking about the hands, and I want people to feel what qi feels like, what their energy feels like. Qi is to be experienced, not necessarily just to be talked about and discussed, but to really understand what qi is, it needs to be felt, experienced, and lived through. So take your hands like this, and we're going to work with the meridians at the end of the fingers. So you're going to rub your fingernails back and forth together, just like that. Rub the fingernails back and forth together. And we're going to, again, light up the energy in the body, and you'll really have a sense afterwards what the meridians feel like inside. Take a nice deep breath. Do that one of those cleansing breaths. Exhale all the way out. Good. Do that one more time. Big deep breath. Long exhale.
Got to get the air conditioning on in here.
And then relax your hands.
Oh, wow.
And feel the energy in your meridians. Down the hands into the fingers.
Tingling.
Tingling and buzzing, right? The body is electricity. The body is light. It radiates. You know, somehow the body, what it's done is taken sunlight and turned it into us. So we capture sunlight, bring it into all the cells in our body.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when we spark and light up the energy with Qigong exercises, we can feel that radiance moving through the system.
Yes. I can start to feel the electrical parts, pulses in my body. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Well, we have these two sides of ourselves. One is the energetic side, one is the physical side. And in Chinese medicine, you know, they recognize that the energetic side of the body was very, very important. It's kind of like the body was this wonderful machine and computer, but if you never plugged it into the wall, nothing's going to work.
Right.
Or if some of the wires get frayed, it doesn't work, right? Power lines go down, parts of the house don't work. So when the qi, when the electricity of the body is fully circulating and well-wired, then the system works really well. And, you know, it was a simple practice in Chinese medicine that said, make sure the qi is getting to all places and we'll be healthy, we'll be vibrant. If the qi gets stuck or stagnant, kind of like water, when water gets stuck or stagnant, it's not healthy.
Right.
It's the same is true with our body. So when everything is flowing and open and we feel good on all these different layers.
That sounds good. Okay. I mean, it's interesting because you could achieve the same thing by going on a walk, but if you're sitting in your office, you can't go on a walk. If you're with family or a meeting or whatever, you can't necessarily get up and go outside.
Right. Yeah. And, being at the beach or going for a walk in the woods really helps our internal energy. But what I really love about Qigong is you're doing it consciously. You're working with your energy consciously and with presence, as opposed to just like, I just need to do something and I don't know what my energy system is like or where I need it to go. I just know
right.
I need it to change. So there's this awareness that you bring into your practice. It's a mindfulness. Gong, okay. You know, we said Qigong. Gong means skill. Skill at working with energy.
Okay, okay.
So we become more and more skillful at working with our body energy, emotional energy, or spiritual energy.
Well, let's do this next one with an intention. How about that?
Okay, fantastic.
This was a spreading the feathers one, and this is gonna feel so great.
So, one of my favorite ones to teach for opening kind of the energy of the neck and shoulders. So if you have tension or tightness in this area, like so many people do, this one is wonderful. So spreading the feathers, you're going to have your palms face forward, and you can do this sitting down or standing up. You go forward in front of you like this, and then you spiral through the arms. Can you see me okay? So your hands
yep.
like this.
Yep.
Almost turning your thumb over. And then lean your head to one side, and you'll feel those, what we call lines of tension. Now slowly roll the head back and forth across that one side. Just keep
okay.
your head over to one side and roll the head back and forth, and that'll work out tension and tightness. Now take one of those deep breaths, one of those deep cleansing breaths.
Just did, yep.
Good. And then do the other side. Go over to the other side, roll the head back and forth across the shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And it's a little bit like a deep tissue massage.
It's great.
You know, you can't go to the spa every day, so you can do
right.
this. Take 2 minutes to do a little spreading the feathers. Especially if you want to fly through the rest of your day.
Yes. And then, whoops. And then, what about the one where you get the whole thing forward?
This one?
Yeah.
I'm spreading the feathers. You do. So now let's try this. Back of the hands forward. We'll do the other direction. And your hips glide back and you kind of spiral behind. And then... now your fingers are spiraling through the pinky side of the hand.
And I'm doing this sitting down, so it's okay, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You glide back and then reach towards the floor, spiral.
Okay.
Do that one more time. Take a big deep breath.
Ah.
And then reach towards the floor. Now go ear to the shoulder. Once or twice, go back and forth. Take one of those cleansing breaths to release tension, tightness out of the neck. Drop down and across to the other side. Roll the head back and forth. One deep cleansing breath. And then now again, put your hands down to your sides. Notice how your arms feel. Notice how the hands feel. Right?
I'm noticing how my brain feels.
Locked up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm noticing that I've got a lot more energy, that my eyes aren't so heavy, that I'm clearer thinking, that I'm wanting to, move. Is anyone else, just feedback to me. Go on to the chat there. I want to know how this is working for you on Instant Teleseminar there. Okay, so.
Go your tea.
Yes, I want to know. I want to know how's it going for everyone. Are you feeling good? Because that's what we're designing this entire hour for. And all right. So now, what about you did something called is it knocking on the door of life?
Knocking on the door of life. Wonderful exercise. You know, this one is like when you're feeling fatigue. It's for more energy, and I love to use it like in the afternoon as a little chi break.
Okay.
So instead of a cup of coffee, you knock on the door of life.
Perfect, because it's afternoon. Let's do it.
Yeah, there's no caffeine crash either.
I like that.
Okay, so this one, you can be creative and do sitting down, but often it's best to do standing, and we can show both variations. You turn from your hips and your waist. It's great for your lower back. It's great for what you're doing. The door of life is a pressure point right through here in your lower back area.
Okay.
And these are acupressure points. They are for more energy. Think of this as your Qigong double latte.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice. That is great.
Oh. Yeah. You're waking up. So your arms knock across your lower abdomen, across your lower back. And whenever you're knocking on the body, it wakes up the energy. It stimulates it. It gets its, instead of being dormant or kind of sleepy, it gets it stimulated, awakened, and circulated. How about this one? If you want, come up to the chest, knock just below the collarbone. And these points here are good for your lungs, your respiratory system, and your immune system.
That's great. Ah, that's much better.
Yeah, okay. Take a nice deep breath. And then relax.
Okay.
And if that didn't work, sometimes you just need to slap the forehead.
Seriously?
That's the backup plan. Wake up.
Oh.
That's for days like yesterday. Where,
I know. No, this would have really helped me yesterday. This is great. I feel so much more just alive. So, yeah. And I'm looking for comments here for people who are feeling the same thing, because we're going to keep going now with setting intentions. Okay, so first of all, I want to let you know there is a website that we've set up here that has so much information about what it is that we're talking about. There's all sorts of details about how Qigong works, and Lee Holden set up a specific video for us where he did a 2-hour-long video with all of these exercises in it. So the website is theawareshow.com/Lee, L-E-E, and you'll be able to see his class there. There's all sorts of information. It's a special offer that he's put together, and it's a real opportunity for you to get to these movements at home wherever you are all day long, which is super practical. And we'll talk about the membership site that you have as well in just a minute, because that's a really super great idea.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Yeah, and I think, you know, being able to do it just on the theme, the radiant body, you know, I talked for, you know, about 45 minutes, and I gave an hour-long Qigong class that you don't have to do the whole hour. You can do it in little segments like we're doing here just to wake up the energy. But if you do it in that whole hour, you're going to really feel this big shift and transformation. And it really was on bringing more energy into the body, clear stress, charge up the system. And then we took it a little bit deeper and did what I call the Three Treasures Meditation, a meditation that kind of tunes up your body energy, your emotional energy, and your kind of awareness or spiritual energy.
Nice.
It goes all in harmony and balance. So it's a little bit of a deeper Qigong practice.
Great, great. Because sometimes when we're misaligned, it's like our, you know, it's like zigzags in our body, mind, spirit. So we want to get all of that in the same direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good idea. Good idea. Okay, is there a good one that we can do now that we've loosened up and we've got our chi flowing, where we could set an intention? And I want, you know, people, while we're talking here, think of a goal or think of one thing that you're committed to creating.
Mm-hmm.
And what is a good Qigong exercise that we can do for really creating and putting our energy and intention towards that thing that we're looking to create?
Yeah, I think that's great. I love this idea of embodying a goal or embodying the intention with movement and flow, because really to create and manifest your intention, you need those two forces. We need power. We need fuel in the tank to actually get you there. But we also need a good map so we know what direction we should put our energy into.
Great.
And so this one's great. It's called the bow and arrow.
Okay.
So it's like an archer setting their sights on the target, right? When we don't set our sights on the target, our energy becomes kind of scattered or fragmented or a little bit confusing. We don't really know what we want, and energy is kind of wasted. So this one really helps us to get clear and focused on our goal, to build the power in the body, and to have that clarity in mind to take those steps necessary to accomplish it.
Okay,
so
great.
We'll do it side to side. So you're gonna turn. I'll do it as a mirror image. So you're going to turn on your left foot, or you're just going to turn your chair to the left and hold out your left hand like that. And the right hand circle, so your wrists cross like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Now think of like pulling a bow. You're going to stretch the bow and connect that right to your heart center. And
okay.
Then when you exhale, this right hand just circles around. Left hand comes to the heart, and then inhale, pull the bow. And you can sit up a little taller or stand taller, connect to the heart. Exhale, the wrist cross, and inhale.
Okay, I got to do this again.
Okay, pull the bow. Then when you exhale, this hand circles in front of you. And inhale, pull the bow. So this is building power. And then when you look through the fingers of that left hand, you're setting clear intention. And then take both hands over to the left. Drop the hands down. Your wrist cross like that. It's kind of about keeping their heart protected and open and settle it into the earth.
So great.
Flow. This one here, when you're doing this, is building the power, building the flow, setting clear intention with the mind, and then arrow hitting the target.
Now, do we want to do it to the right also, or?
No, to the right also. So you're going to turn to the right.
I needed to balance there.
Now think about your goal, what you want to accomplish. It might be something very simple. In fact, it's often a good way to do it. Just think of how you want the rest of your day to go.
Okay.
And then build the energy. Inhale. Pull the bow. Exhale. Circle. And pull the bow. Inhale. Connect to the heart. Exhale. Kind of find your flow and your rhythm. Build your power. Find your flow and your rhythm. Set your clear intention and then release the energy like the arrow hitting its target. Both hands go out to the right. Drop the hands down. Turn back to the front and then wrist cross. And settle it down. So this one has a lot of Qigong elements. It has flow, it has connection to the heart, it has clarity of mind, and deep breathing.
Great example. That's a great way of looking at it.
A lot of the movements in Qigong are like these little, almost like stories that you bring into your body.
Oh, nice.
That we think about, like, oh, how do I be present? How do I be more mindful? How do I set clear intentions? You know, we start to think and dialogue in our heads about it. But when you can actually bring it into the body, it becomes even more powerful.
Do you do this throughout your day all the time? I mean, I know that you're busy and do you have a family?
Yeah, I have three little kids.
So
I have 7-year-olds and a 4-year-old, and they're all girls. So yes, they're like three little Qigong masters. You know, sometimes when you're super busy, like you're cooking and they're talking and things are happening. My 4-year-old, like, she was trying to tell me something. She goes, "Dad, Dad, Dad, look in my face when I'm talking to you." You know, it's like, okay, let's put things aside. Let's connect. She has something very important to say about, you know, her cartwheel that she wanted me to watch her do.
Yes.
I bring it often into daily life, you know, just driving and taking some breaths or doing healing sounds or doing a little shaking in the middle of the day. But I mean, I love teaching Qigong because that means I'm practicing it all the time. You know, I teach, you know, a few classes a week. I have lots of people that I teach one-on-one to, so I'm doing Qigong practice all the time, and it's just, it's wonderful. I mean, I've been doing it for, you know, 28 years, and, you know, it just keeps getting better.
That is great. Actually, the shaking one is a great one. You just reminded me of that, because that really does move the lymph nodes, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it really does move the lymphs. It opens the joints, it benefits the internal organs, and it shifts the nervous system, because when you do shaking, something happens in our nervous system where we go, I am releasing like stress, tension, trauma, and going back into this relaxation.
Okay.
You want to do it?
Yeah, sure.
We're talking about cleansing, and I think this is the best one to do as a cleanser. You can, again, do it standing or sitting. And what we're going to do is shake, you know, like a swimmer before the Olympic event. Athletes do these things all the time, kind of intuitively.
Okay. It just loosens up joints?
Yeah, shake. And then if you're standing, you bounce into your heels as a way to shake your spine loose. If you shake your spine loose, the whole system relaxes. Or just shake out your arms and then take a big deep breath in through the nose and go, take a This is the heart sound. Yeah, inhale through the nose. Inhale through the nose. And relax. And again, notice how your body feels. See if you feel that.
I remember,
change and transition.
Yeah. Sorry. Yes. I remember John Gray did this once before a talk that he gave, and he said it was some type of an ancient form of prayer. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I don't know exactly what he's talking about, but, you know, Qigong comes from, you know, 5,000, 10,000 years ago. It was more of shamanistic practice. So they would do dances or movements to invoke certain kinds of energy, and then it became a little bit more scientific in terms of what kind of energy it's moving. It became sort of less spiritualized and more grounded in, like, you know, just like, hey, this is moving stagnant energy, and we can really relate that to, man, when I'm stressed out, I tighten up, and when I shake, it shifts me from sympathetic to parasympathetic. It shifts me from stress mode to relaxation mode. So kind of how we're going to call it, it can really work on those layers.
That's interesting, because there's so many different things that also you can do with this, where it comes from. I love the storytelling aspect that you said about Qigong. That's a great way of explaining it. And I like the contextual shamanistic aspects of Qigong, because that really does bring in the history and the heritage of it, and there's also the science of it. It's a well-rounded art form, and then you make it really practical. So do you do this early in the morning? Do you do this before you get up?
It's a great morning practice, and a lot of people do it in the morning. I think it really helps to start your day with energy, power, and strength. I tend to do it more at nighttime in the evening. I think it's a great way to end the day as well. You really can use it any time as a way to enhance the energy that you have. Morning practice is wonderful because you can really set clear intention for how you want the day to go, and you start off fully charged. Traditionally in China, they go early in the morning to the parks, and you do Qigong with the sunrise. And it's a wonderful, wonderful practice. When you do that, it feels like you're in alignment with the cosmos. You know, you're in the flow, the larger flow and context of life. You have perspective, and, you know, the little things that get us stressed out during the day tend to shift, and we tend to move through those with more grace and ease and effortlessness when we're in that state.
I think this is such a beautiful thing. I mean, in terms of really enabling you to look and feel younger as well, because you get the circulation moving through your body. The stressors you don't sweat the small stuff so much. Mm-hmm. And you can get a greater perspective, because the opposite is so tight and contracted and closed and limiting.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really compare this to the two, it's night and day. There's no comparison. It's easy to get this into your life, and the impact that it makes on the body in such a beneficial way outweighs the other so much, there's almost no excuse.
Yeah, you know, true. Yeah, and you can do this in a short amount of time. I think that's important for people to understand. You don't have to have an hour. You don't have to drive to the gym. You know, put on fancy clothes. You can do it like you said, right in your own home. Take a little chi break. If you did that periodically through the day, or even if you just did 5 minutes every day over a few months, it makes a big impact, and you become more empowered and resourceful.
Can it be used as a replacement for exercise also?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a great form of exercise. You know, it's fit. It helps with our fitness, especially a lot of those warm-up exercises. And we have like things like move the body like a river, the tiger, the turtle. These are like building strength and power. They really get your heart rate.
Cool. And core as well. You work on your core as well. That's fantastic.
Yeah, there's a lot of core exercises as well. And then it does this, you know, what I find Qigong is so different, these flowing movements. You don't see them in any other forms of exercise. It's kind of like mind fitness and spiritual fitness, because you're embodying things that we're thinking about, as well as, you know, working on our health and vitality.
Beautiful.
When energy is circulating, I mean, it's very, very powerful. It's your body works better. Like we said,
all organs
need energy to function.
Yes, I am feeling so much more light, agile, quick thinking. So I love what you created with your membership site, because remember at the beginning of the show I said if you don't have time to make it to the class, or your life changes or something gets in the way, and you can actually, the class has come to you with what you've created on this offer, which is super cool. So I invite everyone, go to the website, which is theawareshow.com/Lee. You've put together this amazing membership site. Can you tell us a little bit about it, other than the masterclass, which is exclusively for us? Thank you for taking the time to do that. But what is the Qigong online course?
The Qigong online course is something I've been wanting to do for like 5 years, and finally, you know, last month we put it all together because the technology was there. So it's as if people could come and take a class with me 3 times a week or 4 times a week, and just be kind of in the class and be working on Qigong and Qigong principles in a continuous way. So it's a wonderful way to just kind of stay connected to the practice and to be connected in a classroom situation. Even though you're not there, it feels like you're there because we have it set up with 3 cameras and it's well lit. And then we just take you through an hour Qigong practice and a 15-minute meditation that's really designed to enhance your life, bring more vitality, do all these kinds of exercises, but in a very systematic way, where we clear tension, activate the body's healing power, enter into the flow, and drop into this meditative process. That's you know, it's really well designed, and you can do it at home. I think it's great, because I wanted to be able to let people do it if you're in Idaho, New York, you know, Europe, wherever, and
doesn't
all
matter what, if it's freezing
Qigong.
Cold. If it's a snow day, you can do it.
Yeah, right.
Remember, oh my God, all those snowed-in days this winter. I mean, this is great. So these exercises we're doing on the show right now, you could do at your desk or certain times during the day. But if you go to that website, which is theawareshow.com/Lee, there's a point on there where you could take a look at the Qigong online class. And it's a really comprehensive course that is taught by Qigong Master Lee Holden, where you really get the full impact of what Qigong is meant to do in the body. It's an hour-long class. And is it one a day, or how does that work?
I teach 3 a week, and then in the membership site, you always have 6 classes to choose from. And then when the latest one comes up, one drops off. So you always have 6 kind of in the queue. And you could do any one of those 6 at any time, and usually I have a different theme, a different practice in each of those classes. And then what we're going to do, you know, coming up soon, is do 20-minute versions of those classes. Because people are busy at home, sometimes it's nice to have a, you know, 20-minute version and a shorter meditation or something like that. That gives people options.
Good idea. That's a great idea. So you can, when you get the offer and you get access to the site, you'll automatically already see the classes on there, right?
That's right. You'll have 6 classes to choose from. And you'll see it'll be like, you know, June 1st class, and then, or, you know, June 3rd, and then you just, you know, it's always in your queue, so you could do it whenever you want, morning, you know, afternoon, evening, whenever you wanted to do it, and forever how long you wanted to do it.
And you just click on the class, and then there you are.
You are
teaching a video class.
Right in class with me.
So cool. That is really cool. And so then you teach these just from your studios and have the whole audience in mind.
Exactly. Exactly.
Do they have different themes, these classes?
Yeah, like, for example, sometimes we'll do, like, upper back and neck. I remember this last theme that we did was healthy joints. So opening all the joints in the body, you know, for things like arthritis or stiffness, and, again, of course, more energy. Sometimes we do, like, low back, or we'll do a theme for, you know, summertime, you know, how to activate heart and passion and creativity and inspiration.
Nice.
So
nice.
All kinds of different themes with, you know, the stories and the movements that come together.
Okay, so now is it also, what if somebody is brand new to Qigong and they are really looking at trying this out? Do you have intro classes or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. It's a little bit like a you know, just coming to a class. And most things in Qigong are easy enough for people to do. Sometimes the complexity is in how do you relax more? You know, like, how do you enter into the flow? The movements themselves aren't necessarily too complex, and when they are, I give modifications. So if it's a strong, strenuous workout kind of class, I give modifications so that everybody can do it.
Okay. Can we talk a little bit more about pain? So specific areas in the body. I mean, between my mid-shoulders, I have a ton of pain. Someone here had hip pain.
Right.
What can we... Yeah, how do you over...
Well, pain is really interesting because there's millions of people in chronic pain, let alone just like, oh, I have tension in neck and shoulders. And I worked at the Bay Area Pain and Wellness Center here in Silicon Valley, which is one of the biggest pain clinics in the state. And Qigong was very effective because it helps not only clear the tension and the stress, but it helps to balance the nervous system. And then with pain, what I like to remind people about is to listen in to what that part of the body is telling us. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. it's as simple as like, hey, don't sit on the computer for 12 hours a day or 8 hours a day doing this. You know, every 45 minutes, stand up and do, you know, 3 minutes of movement and that pain will go away. Or sometimes pain is telling us, hey, make a big shift in your life. Change this thing, change that thing. If we listen, there's wisdom to our bodies. So pain is just is a message for us to kind of tune in and listen to, as opposed to get frustrated and angry about. And when we can do that, often you can get the message of what maybe shifts you can make in your life or what your body's trying to tell you. There's that kinesthetic wisdom in the body, and we start listening to that energy, and it will shift. With the movements, it really helps pain because you're clearing lines of tension. You're clearing areas where we chronically hold tension, you're getting the chi to circulate, and you're balancing the nervous system. So it's fantastic for pain, specifically.
For example, we did a little bit of shoulder tension. What about that area right between the shoulder blades?
Right between the shoulders? Yeah. I'll show you one that's really great. And this one is also for shoulder, like bicep tendon, rotator cuff, area between the shoulder blades. In fact, the area between the shoulder blades, there's an acupuncture point there called the point that treats 100 problems.
Ah.
So this area means that this area is where we chronically hold stress. And when this area kind of relaxes and releases, it can help the energy flow through the rest of the body.
Oh, okay, great.
So let's do
point
this.
Point that solves 100 problems.
Bring it behind your back and scoot it up with your left. So your right hand's behind your back, and you scoot it up with your left, and then your left hand in front of your chest, and then slowly rotate. So this is going to open your whole spine. Turn, look over that right shoulder, and then turn the head. Turn a little bit more, and then come back to the center, come back to the midline. Inhale here, and exhale, and rotate and turn. And inhale, come back to the center. Exhale, rotate and turn. And you go back and forth, and that opens the spine. and focuses the stretch through the shoulder area and the upper back. One more time. Come back to the center and relax. And you can feel here, neck, and between the shoulder blades.
Yes, it does. You said it's the point that heals 100 problems?
Point that heals 100 problems. It helps that whole area where that acupuncture point is.
That is great. Yes, I can feel it.
Right? So do it the other side. So now take your left hand behind the back, scoot it up with your right, and then your right hand in front of the chest, and you turn from your hips and your waist, rotate through the mid-back and upper back, and turn your head, look over the shoulder, and then come back to the center with a nice deep breath, and exhale and turn, and stretch, and come back to the center. And let's do one more to each side. Exhale, and inhale, come back to the center. Exhale, rotate and turn.
Oh.
Back to the center.
Little tight, that's good.
Yeah, and you might notice one side's a little tighter than the others. And the shoulder joint's very complex, right? We could go this way, up, back. We can't do that with the elbow or the knees or even the hip. So opening the shoulder, it frees up a lot of energy in the whole entire body.
Wow, that is great. Yes, I noticed that there was my right side of my back was much stiffer than it needed to be.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And you know, it's kind of like there's power there. There's energy there that's held as tension, and it's not very useful to us. You know, we contract the body unconsciously, right? So when life gets stressful, we try to tighten down and try to control it by tightening our muscles, and actually we have much more control, much more power when we stay loose and relaxed.
Okay, so I want you to just let me know how you feel now. I'm asking the audience, how do you feel now? We started off the show almost an hour ago, so check in with your body, check in with your, and I want you to be aware of it, of your energy level, of your mental acuity. Think about your motivation level. Are you excited to go and maybe, you know, move, do something? We've done some exercises here that it will move the dial in your body. And that is just a few little things that we did in an hour. So I think that's so exciting. If you can do that for an hour of a nice connected beginning, middle, and end full class,
mm-hmm.
2-3 days a week, and really, so what we have here on the website, if you go to the website, which is theawareshow.com/Lee, for that offer, we bundled together the 2 weeks of his master classes plus the AM PM meditation, which is so great. That I love. I'm going to get back to that page. And where did it go? That is really cool. Where'd it go? I got 100 windows open. There it is. The AM PM meditation is something that I really love. And those are great workouts. And then the special class that Lee did for us, just exclusively for us. You can't find this anywhere else. This is all exclusively done. Just thank you very much, Lee, for the Aware Show audience. So go check out the entire thing. We bundled it all together for you, and you can get everything in one place. And again, that's found at theawareshow.com/Lee. And it's about improving your quality of life, your energy, which then improves the connections in your brain and makes you want to, you know, first of all, seek happiness, motivation, connection, conscious connection, movement, love. It's all there. You just need to wake it back up in the body. That's what I love. I love this. It's so practical and invigorating.
Yeah. Sometimes I think about it like, you know, it's all those energies are, you know, we just need to be able to change the dial on the station. You know, sometimes we get set on one station and we can't get off of it. You know, we're in this, you know, frequency of stress mode. It's like having the radio set for, you know, punk rock music or something. It's just a little discordant for a lot of people. And when we know and we get those resources, like we said, it's just like, oh, I can access that other energy. I can access that relaxation, inner peace, tranquility, joy, you know, right? Yes. Change the dial. Those are our resources that we have the resources of breath and movement and stretch to really be able to shift into the state that we want.
And we've heard so much about the power of changing our thoughts and how vitally important that is to do. Even if you're in a situation where you might have gotten bad news or seen, you know, the numbers aren't what you wanted them to be or the contract, whatever, you can actually take that situation, change the body, and start to embody a new situation and absolutely transform your brain. That's when new things start to shift and change for you. And then you find out, you wind up looking back and saying, wow, it's perfect that that happened the way that it did because it catapulted me into this direction. Mm-hmm. It was the contrast I needed in order to get here. You don't have that type of transformative moment to really the tool for that moment. You get the bad news, and you know what you're supposed to do, but this is bridging the gap to how to get there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. I know people have been in that situation before. One particular lady's asking a great question. She has specific times of her day where she is she works as a concierge. Peak season gets really crazy. There's a ton of things to do. She would like to know what to do during those crunch times when her body is, you know, there isn't any time for these types of breaks. There's other times during the year where it's a lot less crowded, but yeah.
Well, I think you can always come back to the breath and doing that cleansing breath. Especially, I mean, we have to breathe anyway, so we might as well be breathing efficiently with power and energy. So even when you're in the midst of crazy, you can, you know, take a few deep breaths, and it kind of shifts your unconscious breathing pattern as well. I like, you know, taking a 1 minute, like, shake it out break, because it will clear the stress that's coming in and kind of recharge you to get focused for the next thing that you have to do. So I think shaking and, you know, I think those are wonderful. Sometimes people, their minds, you know, get very scattered with all the things that they have to do and holding so much information. So I like one where we center our energy and you just circle around and drop down the center like this. You inhale and exhale here, and that just kind of pulls your power, your resources, your energy back into yourself. So instead of being scattered into, you know, a million different directions and people, you bring it back into yourself. Inhale here, exhale, center.
This is awesome. This is awesome. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. That's a good one, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, the whole thing is. And so, I mean, I'm looking for other people's experiences as well. Someone was talking about pain and how it works with that. This one's overwhelmed in terms of busy. This one needs clarity on a goal. So we've touched on a lot of different things, many, many different uses for something like this. And that's what I love about the Aware Show is that we just get right to the matter. I'm a very practical person. Mm-hmm. I love taking these ancient arts and ancient wisdom that we have and honing it into something that we can use right now, today, on an everyday basis with contemporary problems.
Yeah.
And that really means a lot to me. And I know that it's applicable to many people who are listening because I hear from you guys all the time. So I would love you, you know, listen to this replay, do some of these exercises, really calibrate how you're feeling now. I notice that I'm so much clearer. I'm able to talk. Yesterday was yesterday. I don't care about tomorrow. I am right here in this moment, present with you, and that is all that matters. And that thought would have never come into my mind 60 minutes ago.
Nice.
Yay!
Good. It's brilliant.
So thank you so much. I'm going to go back and mention to the listeners, go to the website, get this offer, and really take this into your life every single day. It's really amazing what Lee has done in terms of bringing this wisdom to online classes that are on demand for you. That's incredibly practical. Good job. That's a big undertaking, I can tell you. Yeah,
absolutely was.
Big undertaking, but you did it. And I want to celebrate with you. Good job.
I know. It was very celebratory. And to do it in a way where it's really clear, you know, people can really have that wonderful in-home experience and get like a couple different angles. You know, we got three cameras and it's not distracting to the class that's there. So it's wonderful.
Very cool. Very cool. You really feel like you're a part of it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so go and you can get instant access. Just go ahead and get the offer now. Go to theawareshow.com/Lee, L-E-E. Click on the offer. Just get the offer, and you can get instant access to the last, I think there's 5 or 6 classes up here right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool. There's this lesson, the next lesson, the previous lesson, current classes. There's all sorts. I'm looking at the website right now. That is super duper cool. Mm-hmm. Love it. It's going to start to play. Very good. I'm like, wow, this is really cool.
Yeah, yeah, right. Sorry.
Focus, Lisa. All right. Well, I have a lot of energy now. Yay. Okay. Enjoy. Thank you so much. I love what you're contributing to us. I love how you really take this ancient wisdom and you bring it to our modern day times for us to be able to feel center, grounded, energized, conscious, connected, and lightened up. Mm. So thank you very much. Also, it helps with youthfulness and vitality.
Absolutely. All right. That might be one of the classes.
Cool, very cool. Wow, you really have contributed a lot. I really appreciate what you've done. Thank you. I know it was a big undertaking, and I think it's fantastic what you've been able to create. So I celebrate you. Congratulations. And I ask everyone, go and dig in. Take the classes. They're right there for you. There's pretty much all the excuses have been eliminated.
Mm-hmm. That's right, exactly.
All right. Yeah. Well, thanks again. And to everyone's health and vitality and joy and love of life. And until next time, I invite you to stay aware.
Thanks for having me.